It's now time for the world premiere. That's right, the world premiere of Good With Me with Dr. Patricia Noel, who joins us now and be with us every Wednesday from 5 to 5:30. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
You are great. You're awesome. You are a counselor.
Yes.
Right? You are an author.
Yes.
You are a speaker.
Yes.
You are an acupuncturist.
Yes.
Now, how did you get all that together like that? When did you sleep?
Well, I didn't, because we have to add one more thing.
Oh, what? There's more!
I'm a certified addictions professional as well, and I own a drug and alcohol treatment program licensed by the state of Florida since 1989.
Wow. Okay. That, you're probably like the most talented person I know. You got all those things going. How did acupuncture fit into that? Tell me that.
Because a number of years ago, I found out that it was being used to treat addiction.
Oh, okay.
So I decided to look into it. And then I started getting some acupuncture treatments myself. And while I was having some acupuncture, the doctor that was treating me had just gotten approval from the state of Florida to train and teach two acupuncture students privately. And I said, okay, I'm one. I'm number one.
So, but I love that, because that speaks to who you are. That's your heart. You saw another way you could help people, and you said, okay, I'm going to go study how to do this also so that I can do more for people. I can counsel you. I can get you help with your addiction. I can get you the acupuncture, which is very soothing, very helpful for people going through addiction recovery. Again, then you're out there speaking. You wrote the book. You're all in to help people, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. This, my vision is that Good With Me will be global. And we will have a team and a community of Good With Me people around the world.
It's a nice, good catchphrase, because it gives you it is really something where you say to yourself, I need to be good with me. You know, and we all need that. There's nobody, myself included, maybe Kathy, because, you know, she's so cool over there. But all the rest of us have some self-esteem issues. We go through things. You've been through the bumps of life. You've been up and down. And there are times in your life where you just aren't good with yourself. You aren't happy with who you are. Because we go through those bouts of what you told me last time you were on, that stinking thinking, that mindset. And you, again, your mind now permeates with all those bad things. You don't even realize you're bashing yourself in your own head, do you?
Most of us don't, because it's so common. We just see other people doing it. It's been role modeled for us. We learned how to do it. And here's the thing, Pete. If we bashed ourselves yesterday, 98% of the negative thoughts we had about ourselves yesterday, we have today as well. So we just keep repeating it day after day after day.
Well, kind of like a fungus, it grows, right?
Because
again, now you're feeding it, and you're giving it more credence each and every day. So it gets bigger and bigger, and it gets harder and harder for you now to get out of that trap that you've kind of put yourself in, where now your whole mindset, the second you wake up, is already negative.
Right. And so what do? We've actually put ourselves inside of a box. And that's the way I like to look at it. And we get in this box, and life becomes really small and very limited. And we don't know how to get out of the box, so we just resign ourselves to being in the box. And then we just think, well, this is as good as it gets. We kind of look around. Everyone else is kind of doing the same thing. So we just stay there rather than getting out of the box. And what we don't know is the directions to get outside the box are written on the outside of the box.
Ah, see, so we're in the box. You can't read the instructions because they're on the outside of the box. So therefore, we stay trapped. And it lasts for years, decades in some people's case. I'm sure you've counseled people that were in that box for decades, right?
Absolutely.
So after doing that for a number of years and seeing it, you say, wait a minute, I got to put together a handbook, basically, a simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. And that's the book, Good With Me, right?
Yes. And Good With Me is what I discovered working with thousands of people over 26 years.
Cut it out. Not 26 years. You're only like 26 years old right now.
I know.
Look at you.
I should say only six, but
yeah,
that isn't true.
But that isn't true, yeah.
No.
But again, so you've taken the culmination of all your work and of all the experiences that you've had, all the people that you've treated, all the people you've helped, and said, okay, I'm going to put this into this book so that, again, it doesn't just have to be the people I can get in front of to treat. It could be everybody. Like I said, this could be a worldwide phenomenon.
Absolutely.
To be good with me. All right, so let's take a look at the book together, okay? Let's
look
for everybody. Chapter one. So, you want to be happy. And you have to kind of say it like that, too, right? So, you want to be happy.
You got it.
Right. Tell me what that's about.
So, what that is about is the number one question or answer. If I were to ask the question, what do you want most in life? The number one answer is, I want to be happy. And yet, if I say, well, what does that mean? almost no one knows.
Wow.
They just want to be happy, but they don't know what that is.
Why is it? Are they afraid to formulate what it is?
They just don't know, because what do we think it is? Most of us kind of thought, well, it's a good meal, or maybe it's the right car, or the right house, or the right job, or the right relationship partner, or it's the right this or right that, whatever it is, job title, money in the bank. And yet that happiness doesn't last. We get a freeze frame, a nanosecond of, oh, wow, I'm really happy. And then what happened to it? Where did it go?
It's so fleeting. It can't sustain.
That's right. It's so temporary.
Right, because again, that goes to the mindset of us thinking. If we could grow the negative thoughts, we could if we wanted to. If we read this book and learned how to change our mindset, we could then grow the good thoughts, and it wouldn't have to be so fleeting.
Right, because happiness is an inside job, and we're looking outside of us for it.
Yes.
So it isn't there.
See, we seek other people, or we want other things, or we want status or money to be the answer for our happiness. But you're right, happiness is an internal mechanism. It's something about who you are. You got to be happy with who you are, right?
That's right. And when we think negatively about ourselves and we're beating ourselves up all the time thinking we're not good enough, there's something wrong with us, how can we ever be happy with ourselves and like ourselves? Therefore, where does that happiness come from? We can't find it.
No, we can't find it. And therefore, we never are satisfied with anybody else either. We're not satisfied with ourselves. And so we look at things in this way, this sort of broken,
yes,
if colorless I don't, way.
If I don't like you or like me, I don't like you. And I wouldn't admit that. And I might even think I love you. However, if I don't love myself, I can't love you.
Right. If you can't love yourself first, there's no way you could love anybody else.
Absolutely. And that includes parents and children. That includes children and parents. That includes lots of significant relationships.
All right, so part one of the book is Life Inside My Box. You mentioned that a minute ago. We kind of live inside our own box.
Right.
And it's very suffocating, and it's very limiting. And again, we can't actually get the answers to how to get out of the box because they're written on the outside of the box. So that's where you and this book come along to sort of be the instruction manual. Okay, you're inside the box, but here's what we're going to do about it.
Simple step-by-step approach to getting out of the box.
Okay. So let's start with the two esteems. There are two, aren't there?
That's right. And most of us don't know that. Because what are we used to, Pete? We're used to self-esteem. And here's what I say about self-esteem. You have to have it in order to admit that you don't have it. And most of us don't have it. So most of us are going around faking that we have self-esteem.
Wow, that's a great point you made there. Right, so you got that false bravado that, hey, I've got self-esteem, but you really don't, right?
You really don't.
You don't even realize you don't. You're tricking yourself subconsciously there, right?
Exactly, because we don't want anyone else to know that we know we don't have it. So by the time we just fake it, we think this is self-esteem, but it is the second esteem that makes us feel like we have it.
Okay.
If you esteem me, then I esteem myself. If you don't esteem me, if you don't like me and approve of me, then there's something wrong with me. What do I have to do now to get you to like me so that I can have some esteem? So without your esteem for me, I have none.
So again, the two esteems would be the self-dependent one, and then the other one is the other dependent. You're depending on other people to manufacture self-esteem for you, right?
Correct.
And that's an empty hole. That's hollow. That's not going to get you anywhere.
That's right. There's never enough to last. So what happens? We go through life like this roller coaster, up and down and up and down and up and down. I feel good for a minute and now I don't. I feel good and now I don't.
But boy, doesn't that perfectly describe so many people? All of us go through that roller coaster of, I was happy 5 minutes ago. What happened? You know, and here comes another happy train. Let me jump on. And then 10 minutes later, you're back down again. And it's this real whirlwind. And it's such big difference between the highs. It's not like little bits of differences. It's really, really high and then really, really low, right?
That's right.
And that in itself causes an issue subconsciously, almost chemically, an imbalance in the brain, doesn't it? Because it's such a radical difference between the two. It goes so high, so full of adrenaline, so high, and then so down. That in and of itself, over the course of a period of time, causes cumulative damage, doesn't it?
Sure, because thought can change chemicals in the brain.
Yeah. And that's why, guys and girls, I can't tell you enough. Good With Me is the book, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. The website is goodwithme.com, right?
That's right.
And you can go there and you can get a copy of the book. There are resources on that website also and information, ways that you can become part of the counseling, ways if you know somebody has addiction issues or any of the things that Dr. Patricia Noll can help you with, you will learn on that website, goodwithme.com. And I really want you, here's what I really want you to do, guys and girls, as you're listening to this. There's somebody in your life, as you were listening to, she's like, this is that person, right? This is my friend, or this is my sister. My mother is just like that all the time. Okay, buy them the book as a present. But show them how much you love them and say, look, I got you this book, Good With Me, because I love you. And I want you to have a simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. Because Dr. Noll has worked on this for, I'm not going to say how many years, because I don't believe it's 26 years. She's just telling me a story. But she's worked on patients. She's helped people for a really long time. She's seen the results, and she cataloged them all in this simple approach, a simple guide to helping you to be good with me. Don't you want to be good with me? I know that you do. It's a rhetorical question. I know you do. It's time. It's time to do that. So go to goodwithme.com and order the book. When we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to get into the next part of this. This is the part that really gets fascinating to me, where we start talking about the four attachments, okay? Can we get into that when we get back?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a break as part of, again, this is Good With Me. We're going to have it every Wednesday at this time, guys. So make sure you write it down right now. Appointment listing, you're here with us every week, okay? Good With Me with Patricia Noll. Will be more of it when we come right back. I love you, and I love Jesus.
When all you can think of is where you're going to score your next pain pill, or how to get another prescription from the doctor, or where your next drink's coming from. When your wife, or kids, or parents know one of these days they're going to get a call from the police or the hospital, and it'll be about you. And all you want is to get your life back, but you don't know where to start. Start here. Novus Medical Detox Center. Right here in the Tampa Bay area, we are the first step. And at Novus Detox, we've created the most advanced detox center in the country, where we deliver the most comfortable detox available based on a personalized program just for you, supplemented and continually adjusted, so you really are comfortable and safe. There is no place like Novus Detox, and we will put you on the path to get your life back and return to the people that care about you. To find out more about this confidential program, go to NovusDetox.com. That's NovusDetox.com to get your life back.
Patricia Noll, you're on a mission to help everybody be good with me. What does that mean?
That means I'm redefining self-esteem so everyone can feel good about who they are.
And how do you do that?
I do that with individual and group counseling, with a webinar, with online courses, and also with the book, Good With Me.
We got to get people to understand, to actually pay attention to the fact that they're actually thinking bad thoughts, right?
That's right. Most people are thinking negatively about themselves and they don't even know it. So it's just running their lives.
So once you get them to notice that in counseling, then you can get them to learn how to
see what they're thinking and then change it
and learn how to have fun doing it, right?
Absolutely. It's all about the fun.
You can practice being good with me, and if you want to be good with me, then I want you to call Patricia Noll at 727-424-1270. Again, that's 727-424-1270, or
go to goodwithme.com.
Hi, this is Congressman David Jolly. 1 Peter says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. If you find you need help with the VA, Social Security, or other federal agencies, I want to remind you that I'm here to serve you and the people of Pinellas County. Call my office if I may help at 727-392-4100.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Final arrangements. Are you prepared? If not, call Wayne Bright at Wilson Funeral Home in Tampa. Wayne and his staff can assist you in planning all of your prearranged funeral needs. They offer traditional and non-traditional funeral services with available cremation and can even handle any shipping you may require. They are conveniently located at 3000 North 29th Street in Tampa. Call Wayne today at 813-248-6125. That's 813-248-6125. Or visit our webpage at wilson-funeralhome.com. Wilson Funeral Home. You're not just our client, you're our boss.
Hey, Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. It's on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete O'Shea. Got Kathy Curtis on the board right now in the middle of our new segment, which will be with us every Wednesday from 5 to 5:30. Good With Me with Dr. Patricia Noel. The book, again, is called Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. For the next couple of weeks, we're going to be going through the book to show you each of it. So what I really want you to do is go to goodwithme.com and order a copy of the book. This way, when you're at home and you're listening to us or you're in the car, you can be going along with us. And so you kind of know where we're at, all right? Because we're going to be teaching. Well, what do I mean? I'm talking French again. Doc is going to be teaching. I'm going to sit here facilitating as best I can and trying not to hurt myself in the process. And we're going to be going through the book so that you can get a better idea of how you too can be good with me. This is her life's mission. This is her vocation. She is doing everything she can to help people in so many different ways. So again, the first part of the book we talked about was life inside my box. We all live inside our box. And there are two esteems, all right? Self-dependent self-esteem and other-dependent esteem. We talked about that in the first segment, which leads us to the four attachments. What are the four attachments?
Yes, the four attachments. I want to back up just a second. They come from our worry about what other people think about us because we have other dependent esteem. So the first one is the need for approval. And why do I need approval from others? Because I don't feel good about myself and I worry about what other people think of me. So I'll do whatever I can do to get that approval from others.
And so then we now have these attachments that come from that because we're so dependent on that. We seek it like a drug, right? These four attachments come from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and the second one is the need to look good. Because why, Pete, if I look good, then I'm more likely to get your approval.
That's right.
And you're more likely to like me, so therefore I don't have to worry as much about what you think about me.
Right. So again, that's like very superficial of us. If we look good, and as the people look good on the outside, they must be better. They must be happier. They must be doing better in life than we are.
Sure.
Which is really not the way it is at all. The beauty is inside, but we look at it, all of us, in a superficial manner.
Right. Again, it's all that faking stuff that we were talking about in the first segment today. Mm-hmm. People are faking looking good.
Yeah, it's all fake. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Once you take up all the makeup off or all the stuff, the designer clothes or all that kind of stuff, there isn't anything that you really want to look at. But again, you can dress it up.
But that's our thinking.
Right. Well, that's how we've been programmed, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then what is the third one? It's the need to be right. Because if I'm right, then I look good and you're going to approve of me and I don't have to be as worried about what you're thinking about me. And then number four is controlling the outcome, the way things turn out. Because if they turn out the way I think they're supposed to, or the way I want them to, so that I'm right, I look good, I get that approval, and not so much worry.
So these attachments go hand in hand. One goes to the next. So first is that we want that approval from others. So therefore, we do everything to gussy ourselves up and look real good. Can I use gussy in 2015? Yeah, I can. Still, right? Okay, I'm just checking. And then we need to be right. We need to make sure we go, oh, when everybody's looking, especially, I got to be right. I got to do it right. I got to be right. And then we got to control it. We got to control it. All right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to manipulate the situation and control it to my outcome. So again, these four attachments, one leads to the next. And it's like this domino effect, right?
Sure. Have you ever seen someone just alienate a good friend just to be right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or argue to the nth degree.
Sure.
To be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thinking that they're going to look good and they're going to get approval, and at the same time, they're might be losing a good friend.
Wow. So let's get through the first 10 chapters of the book today. Let's do one last one. So we get through those four attachments. Then chapter 10 is thinking makes it so. What does that mean?
Really? That's a good one. That's one of my favorites. It's all about thought, Pete. If we think we're a piece of junk, we are.
Yeah.
It's a reality for us, whether it is for anyone else. Have you ever looked your best and somebody says, wow, you look great?
Well, not me personally, but Kathy, I guess. Maybe you. I don't know.
And you say, oh, this old thing, I got it at.
And that's a feigning the humility. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not me. Well, that's because that's the reality for that individual. I don't look good. I'm doing everything to look good, but I don't believe I look good. So whatever it is I think about me or you or anything else becomes real for me, whether it's accurate or not. So thinking makes it so.
So our mindset that you talked about earlier, again, we get into this pattern of just thinking bad and it just starts to permeate. It starts to grow. It's like a fungus. So now, again, that actually starts to alter our reality, doesn't it?
It does. It does. So we don't even know what's real anymore and what isn't real.
Wow. Wow, there's some awesome nuggets that are coming out of this today, boys and girls, that you really need to pay attention to. And it's, again, why it's important that you get the book, Good With Me. Because, again, it's so true when you say that. We have put ourselves into this box. We put ourselves, the box you talk about, we literally put ourselves into it, didn't we?
We did, with our thinking.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
But our thinking, the way your mindset has been, this the negativity that you don't even realize you're doing about yourself in your head is the reason that you're not good with me. But in the weeks to come, and in this book, and if you want to become a patient of Doc's also, you're going to learn how you can undo that, how we can change that, how we can radically alter that, and finally, once and for all, be good with yourself, be good with me. You can do it. Now, you got some homework for them?
I do. What I want everyone to do this week is think about your definition of happiness. What is it that you think makes you happy or you need to be happy?
Now, that's interesting. Like you said, you ask people at all time, what is it they want out of life? They want to be happy. But then they can't explain what it is that they want, what that happiness means.
Right.
And there isn't a textbook definition of that word. It's for each person, it's very much an individualized answer, isn't it?
That's right. It is. It's very different. What one person might say makes them happy. The other person goes, are you kidding? That isn't what I want at all. And the reason I want everyone to do this is because as we go along in the next few weeks to come, I want them to see how their definition of happiness is going to change.
Oh, that's going to be the exciting part. Because, again, as we show them how to change the mindset and the thinking and the approach and start to be more positive instead of negative, what you actually seek, what actually does make you happy, is going to change radically, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, so there's your homework, boys and girls. What I want you to do is listen to what Dr. Noel is saying. I want you to write down. I want you to get a pen and paper and write it out. What is it that is happiness? What is it that you want? What is it that's going to make you happy? Write it out. Matter of fact, you can email them to me here at the station at oshaycanyousee@wtis1110.com, and we'll share a few of them on the air next week if you want. We'll go over them with you. All right? Or you can Facebook them to us too, WTISAM1110. Think about it. Really, and be honest about it. You're not going to get anywhere if you're not honest with these.
Right. This is for you, not for me, not for Pete. This is for you.
Right.
So do it for you.
So that's your homework. Write down, what is it that you want? What is your happiness? What is it that's going to make you happy? What does happiness mean to you in your life? And you'll see over the next couple weeks to come, as we continue Good With Me, that we can change that. We can change the whole bit of that into a much positive, much long-lasting, and a great way for you to wind up being good with me. So I want you to go to goodwithme.com. I want you to get a copy of the book for yourself so you can keep up with us each week as we do it on the show. And get a copy for somebody you know who you know is not good with themselves, because this is going to help them. It's a simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. Again, the book is Good With Me by Patricia Noel. Go to goodwithme.com. Learn more about what she does as a counselor, an addiction specialist, an acupuncturist, a speaker, and an author. And she'll be here with us every Wednesday from 5 to 5:30 on the O'Shea Show. So excited you're here with us. You taught me some things today that I didn't even think about also. So it's really great stuff. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is great. I'm loving it.
We're loving it too. It's so cool. Good With Me, everybody. Every Wednesday from 5 to 5:30.